Hi there. The word for you today is reach for others. In Numbers 11, verse 11, Moses complains to God about his load in life. He's talking about handling 2 million Israelites and the pressures the job brought. And he asks God, "Why have you laid this burden on me?" You know, some of us know how to give, but not receive. As a result, we fail to reach our growth potential or accomplish what God has planned for us. But hear me, please. Somebody within your reach right now knows something you need to know. Something you'll probably never discover on your own. So get close to them. Draw water from their well. It's pride that keeps us weak. Weak people don't reach for others. Wise people do. Moses asked God, "Why have you laid the burden of all these people on me?" And God replied, "I didn't. You took it on yourself." Then he instructed Moses, Numbers 11, verse 16, "Gather 70 men whom you know to be elders. Then I will take the spirit that is upon you and put the same upon them, and they shall carry the burden of the people with you." A newspaper story carried the report of a woman who fell asleep behind the wheel and plunged her car through a guardrail on a highway. It dangled precariously about 60 feet in the air. Motorists stopped, grabbed ropes, tied them to the back of the woman's car, and hung on till the emergency units arrived. A ladder was extended from below to help stabilize her car while firefighters chained the vehicle with tow ropes. Every time her car moved, she screamed. It took 2 hours for passers-by, the highway patrol, tow truck drivers and firefighters, about 25 people in all, to pull that woman to safety. The fire captain at the scene later said, "It was kind of funny. She kept shouting, 'I'll do it myself.'" Are you like that? If you want to enjoy God's best in your life and get done what he has called you to do in this life, learn to reach for others.